Okay, today I want to talk about the topic of shoivavim, or some call it shoivavim, shuvu vanim shoivavim, wayward, backsliding, repent. What is this thing called shoivavim, shoivavim? Well, we know that it's Rosh Tevis for Shmos Va'ere Bo B'Shalach Truma Titzaveh. Okay, Yisro Mishpatim. Right. Shoivim Yisro Shmos Va'ere Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim. That is Shoivavim or Shoivavim, and then sometimes it's referred to as Shoivavim Tat. What's tat? Truma tetzave. And then guess what? Sometimes it's also referred to with the next parashios, three more parashios of Kisisa, Vayakel Pekude is a tup. Well, I have it over here somewhere. We'll come to it. Even the next three. Some observe shoivavim all the way until kisisa vayakel pekude. And we should be aware that according to many opinions, the earliest record of shoivavim is about 600 years ago. Okay, in the time of the Trumas Hadesh, that's the earliest reference we have to it. If you do a computer search, you'll find the record, you'll find in the time of the Trumas Hadesh, he describes their custom of observing fasting during this period of time, during these weeks, starting with Parashas Shmos through Parashas Mishpatim. He talks about
Shkolim, so
that's what we're going to come to. So therefore this minhag does indeed go back for 600 years, and we find it observed in all different segments, all different groups of Klal Yisrael here and there. There are different tkufas. Sometimes it was a stronger custom, sometimes it wasn't observed that much, and in the last 100 years it has made a resurgence. The last 100, 200 years, it's become very strong in certain communities to observe, or at least to be aware of this thing called, at least to be aware of what it's all about. Now, what exactly is it all about? Okay, that's the big mystery. What is it all about? So here is a really fantastic chapter in the Sefer Mo'adim L'Simcha by Rabbi Freund, Tuvia Freund. He has a very, very good chapter. The other place where there's a very, very, very elaborate, detailed discussion is this Nanite Gavriel, which I did not see, but he refers to it here. But here, let's lay out some of the yesodos. First of all, many of the sources that cite the meaning of shoivavim tell us it was only observed in a year like this year, when it's a leap year. Okay, so when it's not a leap year, you don't have to fast. There's no slichus, there's no discussion. The only time it was ever meant to be observed is in a leap year. Why a leap year? Because it's a very, very long time. There's more than a half a year that passes from Bahab to Bahab, which itself is a very interesting idea, that Shoivavim is a supplement to Bahab. Now, what is Bahab? That itself is a topic of discussion. We once actually discussed that. What is Bahab? That after Sukkot and after Pesach, it was customary to observe three fast days, to observe the series of fast days. For what reason? So there are different, that's a discussion of itself. To do tshuva, in order to do tshuva for the chatohim that were done during Yom Tov. And Yom Tov is a time when the family, it's time of bittul, where people, they don't follow their daily Seder Hayom. They don't learn Torah, they don't go to work. They have more free times on their hands. And when you have more free time, what does that inevitably lead to? It leads to a chance, opportunities to do Averos. So after Yom Tov, we try to be mechaper, to atone for the sins that could have been done during the Yom Tovim. Okay, so we go from the Bahab to Bahab. On a regular year, it's not such a big gap. After Sukkot, before you blink, it's Chanukah. And after before you blink, it's Tu B'Shvat. And then it's Purim, then it's Pesach. So you have no time to think before you turn around. But in a year like this year, where you have an Ibiyar, somehow an Ibiyar, a person is in a different frame of mind. And you feel like it's a stretch, it's a long stretch that goes on and on forever. And a person can sink into doing chatoim, so we need a little bit of a boost. So when is there going to be a boost? So here's what it was. The only time you were meant to fast was during the extra Adar. because the other time you don't need to fast. You don't need to fast. You don't need to fast during the other. Anyway, you're not going to fast. But in a year where you have an extra Adar, so during that extra Adar you fast. Now, which Adar do you fast? I'm assuming you fast the first Adar, because the second Adar you cover with Purim. So the first Adar already, it's too long of a gap between Bahab and Bahab. So we supplement it with a month of fasting. How many fast days? Well, there are 4 weeks in the month, and there's a Monday and a Thursday. So it's a grand total of 8 fast days during the Adar Aleph, Adar Rishon. Now, what appears here from this sefer, what he recites in the various sources, that it's too difficult for the average person to fast every Monday, Thursday, the entire Chodesh Adar Rishon. It's just too much. 8 fast days in 4 weeks, you go out of your mind. So in order to lighten the load, it was decided to have 8 fast days, but to only fast once a week for 8 weeks, starting with Shemos. So in other words, to make it easier, we push the fast days back, basically. When do we fast? So we'll see the typical...
What you're saying is that when you have an extra month of leap year, then Shavuot usually works out to the shortest days, so there's less time to fast. It's easier to fast.
Okay, that's not the issue.
End of December, January.
So very good. So no one. Fine.
Easy.
It's not easy to fast. No matter how you cut it, it's not easy to fast. It's not easy to fast. Asar B'Teves is so easy. Asar B'Teves is the shortest fast day. It's not so easy for everyone. Okay, whatever it is. So this is how it came about. Let's review the steps. It was only meant to be observed during a leap year. Why in a leap year? Because it's too much of a distance between the first Bahab to the second Bahab. So what was the original goal? That during the extra month, Chodesh Adar Rishon, you should fast every Monday, Thursday, 8 fast days. Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday. That became too difficult. So it was decided that we're going to disperse the 8 fast days that are really rooted in Adar Rishon over 8 weeks, where we'll fast only one day during those 8 weeks. So starting with Shemos, Vo'era, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, Truma, Tetzaveh. So therefore, there are going to be 8 fast days. Now, which day of the week are you going to fast? So we'll discuss this in a few moments. But generally, it was popular to fast on Thursday, because Monday, Thursday. Thursday is really the day that you're supposed to fast. Anyway, so it was selected to fast Thursday for 8 weeks in a row. This was the original Takana. Over the years, it seems that people started enjoying fasting Shoivavim. So they said, why only should we have this only on a year when there's a leap year? We should do this even in a year when it's not a leap year. So it picked up steam. It picked up steam to fast Shoivavim every single year. And then we drew this distinction between Shoivavim Tat and Shoivavim. Now, what's the meaning of Shoivavim Tat? So some want to say is the goal is you want to get until the time when you say the pasuk in the Torah, Lechaper al nafsho seichem. When is the first time in Chumash Shemos it says the words Lechaper al nafsho seichem? Parshas Kisisa. So in a regular year, you cut it short, approximately Parshas Mishpatim, because Parshas Mishpatim is typically Parshas Shkolim. And what are you laying in the maftir there? You lay in Parshas Kisisa. And the last pasuk of Parshas Shkolim is Lechaper al nafsho seichem. But in a leap year, you don't get to Parshas Shkolim in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Shkolim first comes around much, much later. So when's the last Parsha? Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa is finally when you get into
after
the Tzaveh, because the Tzaveh by Mincha. By Mincha, Parshas Tetzaveh, you lay already the first Aliyah of Shkolim, and Shabbos Mincha, Parshas Tetzaveh, you're laying already Lechaper al Nafsho Seichem. So then in Kuntz, it all depends on the Pasuk. It's not like we think that it all depends on the leap year. It all depends on reaching the Pasuk Lechaper al Nafsho Seichem, which depends on the year. If it's a regular year, when you get to Mishpatim, it's going to be Parshas Shkolim. You can learn L'chaper al-Nafshosechem. If it's a leap year, you're not going to get there until you reach Parshas Tetzave, Mincha, Parshas Tetzave. You learn Parshas Kisisa, and you will say L'chaper al-Nafshosechem. Okay, now the truth is, there are a number of reasons exactly as to why we observe Shavuot. Now, let me present the reasons. The Levush, what I just told you, really all comes from the Levush. The Levush says it's because in a very long year, a person sinks, is prone to sink into depression, is prone to forget, to distance himself from Kedusha. He needs a little bit of a boost. There's a very big gap between Bahab to Bahab. You need a spiritual boost, and therefore we have supplemented with Bahab in the middle. But then the Levush is another reason, and this is a very interesting reason, is because I don't know how this can be explained medically or historically. It was understood that in a leap year, pregnant women would suffer more difficulty in their pregnancies. There was a higher risk of miscarriages, and there were more complications. Now you'll ask me, what in the world does having a miscarriage have to do with the leap year? I have no clue. But it seems there was. It seems there was some belief. It was psychologically, it was true. Or maybe it was true realistically. And in order to offset this, to do tshuva, that's why in a leap year, that's how this minna came into existence. This is what the Levush says. Okay, the Arizal.
Ibur,
you want to say?
Maybe. I don't.
It's a very bizarre thing. I don't know. Now the Arizal, this is something which a lot of Rabbanim have exploited the approach of the Arizal. It's a tkufa when we focus on doing tshuva for Haitzohas Shikva Zera Levatola. Okay, so this is Lasakin Hachit Hai, what's called Hayadua. Okay, to be more vague, Chet HaYidua, and that is why you will see in the last number of years these big signs where there are shiurim of Taras HaMishpacha, a review course for men, for women in Taras HaMishpacha, and all related in Yonim of Ishus, in order to, because this is what the Arizal says, that the purpose of fasting and of saying slichas and doing all of these things during the skufa is for this singing. The Shloss is a drush, it's a very beautiful idea. The Shloss says that the reason why the minhag of Shevavim came about is because of the chait, the first chait in the Bria. What was the first chait in the Bria? When the moon complained, why ain shnei malachim mashamshim mikesser echad? Originally, it was the shnei hamoris hagedolim, hamor hagedolim mshelas hayom, yes, hamor hakatolim mshelas halayla. They were of equal size. The moon complained, it's not fair. So Hashem says, l'chi ma'ati es atzmech, diminish yourself. By the moon diminishing itself, that caused the calendar to be no longer aligned. In other words, it used to be that when the moon was larger than it was now, this lunar calendar was 365 days. It was equal. I don't know how this works. I don't know what this means, but this is what Chazal say. We have a year. We have a discrepancy. The solar year is 365. The lunar year is 354. There's 11-day discrepancy. How did it come about, a discrepancy in Hashem's world? Hashem made a perfect world. That's right. When it was Shnei HaMa'oris HaGedolim, it was a perfect world. The lunar year was also 365. When the moon complained, L'chi ma'ati, and Hashem said, L'chi ma'ati es atzmich, diminish yourself, that came with the consequence that the lunar year, 12 rotations, is only 354. So how do we resolve this discrepancy? In Ibayar, we have to go have an additional month and put it into the calendar. So the Shloss says, every year that we observe in Ibayar, there is a kitroig on the world. Because this, that the moon complained, for the moon to complain, it's not fair, that's a chait. Hashem created a perfect world. What's your business to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ein shnei malachim misham shem mikesser echad? That's not...
The moon have a kitrig.
What? That's what the moon said. What?
It's a kitrig for the moon, not for us.
But the moon, the chait is contagious. When the moon sinned, that chait had an effect on Adam, on the entire Bria. This is what Chazal says. So it's a very profound idea. that every year when we have an Ibiyar, there is a Kitroig in Shemayim on this world. This world is an ungrateful world. Hashem made it perfect, and they complained, and the Bereah complained immediately, which resulted, and that's why we have to compensate by adding in an extra month. In order to be mechaper on the collateral damage of the moon, of complaining, which trickled down to Adam, to man. Man also has in him this jealousy of Ein Shnei Malachim Meshamshim Bekeser Echad. It's either me or you. We in this year have to do tshuva, and that tshuva is done through this thing called Shoivavim. This is the Shita of the Shlo HaKadosh. Okay. Now, before we go further, I just want to point out that some say that this thing of Shoivavim really started with something that relates to this very day. Today is Monday of Parashat Shemos. Many of us are familiar that if you're part of a Chevre Kadisha, if you know the Chevre Kadisha, many of them have a Su'udah on Zayin Adar. That's very popular today. Zayin Adar is the Yotzei of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Zman of the Chevre Kadisha. They come together and they have a Suda and so on and so forth. That's a new minhag. It appears, I should say new minhag, it appears there was a very popular minhag for the Chevre Kadisha to come together on today. The Monday of Parashat Shemos. The Monday of Parashat Shemos was the day miyuchid for the Chevre Kadisha, and in fact, in Frankfurt, in Germany, Frankfurt the Main, this was the custom. They woke up very early in the morning. Koydim or Haboyker. I'll read you what it says. Koydim or Haboyker. They would first say Tehillim. They would recite half of the Tehillim early in the morning. Mitchilosay ad, I think Mizmor Tzadi. The Achakach Mispalim, they would daven, and then the Tfilas Yudches. Now here's something that comes later on, that there's a special nusach of Tfilah that was recited on the fast days of Shoivavim. And this is really where it came from. And this is something very interesting, is when did they say the Slichas? So let's discuss today, when do we say Slichas? So during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Chodesh Elul, we say Slichas before davening. During the Dalet Somos, or we, the Tainis Esther and Shavas Batamos, when do we say Slichas? After Shemona Esrei. There's another place when you're supposed to say Slichas, and that's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. In the middle of the bracha, Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, Mechaler malkenu ki fashanu, this is where the nusach of Slichus was commonly recited in ancient times, at least for Shoivavim. And in Frankfurt, the Main, this is what they did on the Monday of Parshas Shemos today, Mamish today, in Shachris, in the middle of the bracha of Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, they added a very long tefillah, tefillah yudches, oimim os haslichos, period. No, I think in both, could be in both. In the Shtila Shmona Esrei, you said your version, and then in the Chazaras Hashatz. There's a nusach. You'll check it up, Google it, you'll Google it. Then, what did they do then? After they finished davening today, today was a whole ceremony. Today you didn't get out of davening. Today people were very busy today. Today is a very holy day. We don't even realize the heritage, what today is all about. The Yom Beis of Parashat Shemos. It's a very significant day today. Okay, afterwards they would go to the Beis HaKavaras. The buses are leaving. Okay, after they finish this very long davening, you're getting up in Alois HaShachar to say Tehillim, then you daven, and you say Slichus, in Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu Mechalanu, you get on the bus, and everyone goes to the cemetery. And what do you do in the cemetery? You don't go there to daven for yourself. You don't go there to ask the mason to intercede on your behalf in Shemayim. You go there to be mevakish mechila from the mason. For what? Then they say Kaddish Shiosim, not Kaddish the Rabbanon. They say the Kaddish Shiosim in the cemetery. And then you go back and you fast the remainder of the day, and the whole day, V'chol Hayom Le'Pasach L'Mpuma Migirsa V'Yoshin B'Tainis. The whole day you learn and you sit B'Tainis, and then when it's Mincha, what do you do by Mincha time? Oymim Tehillim, they say Tehillim again. They say the other half of Tehillim, and they lay in Vayichal. They say Avinu Malkeinu, V'Noistim Stoka.
It goes all back to the moon,
This goes back to what?
To the moon?
To the moon? No! This is a different idea. Different idea.
Anything to do with Yosef?
This
is
only...
Anything to do with what?
Yosef.
Yosef? Yosef. This is why Shach, the parasha Shemos. I don't know why. This is the minhag, the Frankfurt Main. That's the German minhag. Okay, in German, that's what they did. And then they would send v'shlochem matanos harbe laniim, and then they would distribute significant gifts to the poor people. And then he brings down all these other communities that did exactly the same thing in Krakow. Krakow, they did also. It's a sheminog kadma in shekol b'nei ha-chavura ha-kedusha mis'anim yoyim echa b'shona yoyim beis parsha shemos hascholas yimei ha-shoivavim. Okay, so today, this is the first day of Shoivavim. The first day of Shoivavim is a significant day for the Chevra Kadisha and for others that were part of it, to do all of these things of Tehillim, fasting, Nusach Atzvila, in Tzlach Lanu, and going to the Beis HaKvaris, asking Mechila. This Bo Bayom, it's a significant thing to think about on this day. Now, there are other Minhagim relating to Shoivavim. First of all, one of the big mysteries about Shoivavim, this is a very big mystery, why it's not so, is it doesn't appear that it was ever the custom to lane Vayichal by Shachris. On a Tainus, today, Bizman Azeh, when it's a Tainus, we lane at Shachris Vayichal. We don't, whatever the Parish of Shavu is, we do have 10 people. Let's say the entire community, in ancient times, the entire community participated in the fast day. I'll show you later on, it became in Hagim, we'll talk about it now, it became in Hagim where it's too difficult for the whole community to fast. They had groups. They basically divided the entire community into 8 groups. And you were part of group A. Group A fasts on Shemos. They would fast on the Wednesday of Shemos. Group B fasts the Wednesday of Era. Bo, B'shalach, everyone was part of a group, and you had to fast. What?
Kippur, never
shaitis. Yeah.
Fast, right?
Yeah, some people fast, yeah.
By Mincha, they'll have a
Vayachal. Einachnami, so that's Mincha, but what about Shachris?
Because it's probably they don't.
For Shachris, so the Shachris, you don't do that, right. So this is the question, why don't we lane Vayachal to the communities who did fast, the entire community, it was still a Hakpada that Shachris, you still lane the Parashas HaShavua. And it seems because Shevavim is rooted in the first Aliyah, the first Aliyah of, it's in Yoni Diyoma. And what exactly is the end of Yom? It's not clear. The Eilish Shmos Bnei Yisrael B'Yom Shem Eitz Yaakov Vayimori Eschem Be'avod Akosha B'Chom U'Vulveinu Chalavod Ba'asodem. You have to study the first Aliyah. But it seems, with the gist of what it says here is that laning the first Aliyah of Parsha Shmos is the Shoresh. In this Aliyah is rooted the inyan of Shoivavim. And therefore it's better to lay the first parasha of Shemos than to lay in Vayichal. Therefore, once already on the first fast day we lay in the parasha of Shavua, so Manela, for the remaining fast days we also lay in the parasha of Shavua, we don't start switching to Vayichal. However, at Mincha, then it became the custom to lay in Vayichal. Okay, now Shoivavim has branched out, has become there's a lot of diversity in its observance. And in fact, it used to the different communities, there were different minhagim as to which day of the week is the proper day to fast. So what became popular is to fast on Wednesday. However, some hold that the best day to fast, that was fast, was Friday. Friday, from all the days of the week, is the holiest day of the week, and you can accomplish in the spiritual world the most on fasting on Friday, and indeed, some people did have the minhag to fast on Friday. Some fasted on Monday, because Monday is an Eitz Ratzon. In fact, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to start a series of fast days on Wednesday, because if you're going to fast on Wednesday, you're going to cause a price inflation, because people go to the store on Thursday to buy Thursday. Fast on Thursday. It's not a good idea to fast on Thursday, because after the fast is over Thursday night, everyone's running to the store to buy food. How much food are they going to buy? They're going to buy double. They're going to buy food to end to break the fast, and they will buy food in honor of Shabbos. So there's going to be a rush on the stores. People are going to flood the stores to purchase food. When the storekeepers see everyone, it's an emergency. Everyone is hoarding selling food, the prices go up. They're going to raise the prices. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to start a series of fast days on a Thursday because we are concerned for price inflation. So the big mystery is how then could it have been that it became the Jewish custom that Shavuot, the fair day of choice that was observed for most of Klal Yisrael, was Thursday. So there are different answers. One answer is that Bizman Hazeh, it's not Nogea, because there's not going to be price inflation because of Shavuot, because the way the system of commerce today is different than it was in ancient times, and everyone knows that it's Shavuot, and everyone knows there's a lot of competition, so it's a different economy, Bizman Hazeh, so therefore the reason falls to the side, so therefore it's not necessarily a violation of what it says in halacha. But some had a minute to fast again on Friday. Some held that the best day to fast is Sunday, is the beginning of the week. However, that became problematic because that's the day when the goyim observe their holiday. They go to church on Sunday, and if they see the Jews are fasting on Sunday, they can get upset. Why is it that you're fasting on Sunday when we are eating, when we are celebrating? So that became an issue. And also, it says in the Gemara that there was no mamodos. There was no mamodos on Sunday because you don't want to go from Shabbos into Sunday. Because that became a different issue. There's a different issue of slichos. There are different pizmonim, and there are slichos that were composed over the generations in honor of Shavuot. Another issue, which is a very big topic of discussion, is that there were many people that were exempt from fasting on Shavuot, namely the Malamdei Tanoikos, the teachers, the school teachers in the community. Anyone that was employed as a school teacher was not allowed to fast, because fasting on Shavuot was never given the Tekef where it would share the Jewish education. So that was one of the perks. That was one of the perks you get if you're a Malamdei Tanoikos. You don't have to pay taxes, and you get health insurance, and also you don't have to fast on Shavuot. That is, I guess, there's something to it. Did I get paid enough to eat? That's right. It's no joke. Okay, it's no joke. Okay, this is a little bit. I'll just tell you a remez. A remez in the beginning of this parasha. The beginning of this parasha is Eile Shemos Bnei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayma. Now take away the hay. Haboim. Because the hay is only hay haidi, it's not part of the sharish. So then it's V, Shin is Shemos, the El is the Vav, Shin is Shemos, Bnei is the base, Yisrael. We'll take away the hay and Boim, Mitzrayma. Those words spell Shevavim. The first letters of Eile Shemos is Shevavim. And then when you have the hay is the day that you fast. The hay is the day that was designated to fast. Okay, Shevim Tat Kuf. Some observed later. Now, what happens if Shavuot is Rosh Chodesh? The day that was designated to fast is Rosh Chodesh. Let's say you fast every single Thursday for 8 weeks, and one of those days is Tu B'Shvat, or it's Rosh Chodesh. So there were different minhagim. Some that's it. You got away with it. This year you only have to fast 7. You only have to fast 6. Some say not so fast. You fast the day before. You fast on Wednesday, and some had the custom they would push it off another 2 weeks. So you go until Tat. You go until after Mishpatim, you go to Truma to Tzav. There are many different customs as how to be mashlim the fast. Okay, there's another big topic of discussion. Can you redeem the fast? You're in a community where you're supposed to fast. People fast. That's the custom. I don't want to fast. Can I give tzedakah? Can I give tzedakah instead of fasting? So some say yes, some say not. Okay, there was different groups. There were different groups who fasted. And then there was something which I've seen, I think Rabbi Shur does this. This is very nice, is that in the last day of Shevavim, last day of Mishpatim, make a party. You make Mamish a Su'uda.
A
Siyam, yeah. It's a beautiful thing. You make a Siyam to be Messiahim the Yimei Shevavim. So it's like it's viewed as a set. I think Shavuot, totally, if you count the days, they're like 40 days. There are some that have the custom to fast every single day, which comes out to be 40 days. 40 days, there's like approximately 40 days that you go, not including Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Okay, I just want to see if I'm forgetting anything over here before we conclude. Okay, of course, the Ikar of Shavuot is to do Tshuva. Let me just see. I forgot anything. Okay, Chosan doesn't have to fast. A Bris Milah.
So we looking to volunteers?
No volunteers. In our day and age, this has fallen to the wayside, unfortunately. Okay. All right, I think that's it. Let me just turn one more page. New say it.